Lots to talk to Ray Lopez about. Alderman Ray Lopez, 15th Ward, joins us. Can I get you to weigh in first just on the target on Michigan Avenue, since this has been the big issue for a while on the show? Any thoughts about that, Alderman Lopez?
You know, I'd rather have a Target than a Walmart, that's for sure. but I think that, you know, the Mag Mile has a certain amount of prestige to it, but I think the overall conversation that we should be having is that how do we reinvigorate the economies on all of our economic stretches, not just the Mag Mile, and to really start thinking outside the box, so to speak, for every neighborhood, not just downtown.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's for sure. It just seems that that is the face of our city, and we talked about it. We just talked to a real estate investor, and he said that you need to pedestrianize it, make it like Las Ramblas in Barcelona, or make it like, you know, some of the boulevards, the high streets you see throughout Europe, and it's mostly pedestrian. You've got that sort of energy to it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if that works.
I think that, you know, one of the flaws that we've seen glaringly looking at us through this pandemic is that, you know, our economy and our city's budget and tax base relies solely on a few select areas, neighborhoods, like the Magnificent Mile. And we really need to do a better job spreading that tax base wider and building up neighborhoods, because clearly when trouble hits, you know, if one neighborhood goes down, we should be able to rely on the rest of the 76 to help carry the weight. Not one neighborhood takes out the entire city.
But I think all neighborhoods are suffering, aren't they? Isn't that the point, Alderman Lopez?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But when 25% of your budget comes from one area, you know, we got to start thinking about that. Mm-hmm. But happy Thursday, Anna.
Happy Thursday. Let's talk about something fun, okay? Something fun like the new street outreach partners that you are tweeting about furiously and explaining how there are some folks that the city is enlisting to help battle crime that you maybe not don't think should be necessarily involved with that whole thing, huh?
Well, I 100% had a conniption fit yesterday when I saw that the Lightfoot administration was teaming up with some of these groups who the city has either directly or indirectly funded in the past that radicalized our youth over the summer and were seen on live video, you know, charging our police officers, spraying them, you know, trying to assault them during some of the social unrest. And to find out now that they are working with us in neighborhoods to try and spread the word about getting vaccinated, it's appalling to me. It's appalling that, you know, we are rewarding people with for bad behavior, which is a topic that we've talked many times on this show. But now we're doing it with, you know, as an official capacity with the programs meant to try and help save people's lives. And I don't know if it's tone deaf or just ignorance to what's going on in the neighborhood. But, you know, she clearly needs to get better advisors doing some vetting on who her partners are.
So you were showing actual pictures of some of the folks who were involved in the protests. It's hard to even tell from the pictures. It looks like they could have been very peaceful, or they maybe weren't. I don't know what information you have, but that some of the folks, they're enlisting to help with this new outreach to help fight crime and to help be on the side of police, actually were heavily against police. And you're saying they were spraying them and doing some actions, maybe violent? I don't know. I don't know what you're suggesting there, but tell me.
I mean, there were stills that I used on Twitter yesterday, but we have video of some of the individuals who are associated with a neighborhood organization called, ironically enough, Increase the Peace, that were on video that we have aggressively moving forward towards police officers, aggressively forcing them to try to hold the line, pulling things out of backpacks, spraying officers and throwing things at them. You know, we have video and actually shared video with that last August when this was happening, and to the point where one of the main individuals associated with this organization fled to Wisconsin and was extradited back and charged and convicted of felony assault charges against law enforcement. So I know I'm not, you know, talking out of turn when I say these are some bad people who were hell-bent on causing mayhem last year, and to see that they are our partners now under this, you know, misguided attempt to try and say that we're working together with other people is just outrageous to me.
Yeah,
and it's the same group, incidentally, who, when the May civil unrest happened in the neighborhoods, that they were actually standing on city corners chasing out African Americans from the back of the yard simply because they couldn't tell whether or not they belonged or not. What kind of message does that send to our neighborhoods when these are the same people that were saying, oh, you can come work with us and get vaccinated?
Yeah, it seems as if they need to vet some of these folks out a little better, and you're rightly pointing that out. I get it, Alderman. Can I talk about something else that seems pretty promising, and you talk about hopeful on a Thursday, that we've seen some announcements from the city, from the mayor and the governor about a lot of events might be happening this summer. The auto show could happen, the governor said, could be back in McCormick Place in July instead of its normal winter date. Festivals could return, city events like Taste of Chicago, that all that, it seems like, it feels like that's being planned. Is all that going to happen?
It's my hope that that will happen. We're seeing the vaccinations go on. We're seeing people being more accustomed to wearing masks and doing all of that stuff. So I'm hopeful that as the positivity rate declines and as social acceptance of the vaccines and things increases, that we'll be able to get our get back on track a little more. You know, we're seeing the restaurants, I think, are now at 40%. Hopefully we'll get up to 75% by the start of summer. I'm crossing my fingers. But I think many of us want for the reopening to happen sooner rather than later.
I was interested to hear two things about the COVID relief funds that are headed toward the city, and there's quite a bit, right? So the mayor is saying, well, it's not a slush fund. We can't just move it around wherever we want. There are attachments to this, and yet some of it's going to pay for the Taste of Chicago, and I just sort of wonder, what's going to be going on there with all the money?
Well, you know, every time this mayor in particular either says, you know, she's going to be transparent or it's not like the past, I just kind of like wonder who she's talking to. Because we've seen time and again where, you know, we had CARES Act money that came to us in 2020 that was meant to help people stay safe, stay healthy. It was meant to help businesses, things of that nature. And we've seen where nearly $400 million of it was used for personnel for the city of Chicago to cover the budget losses. So now that I know that the mayor is supposedly getting $1.9 billion from Joe Biden, you know, we already have individuals who are trying to cut their piece of that pie. And I'm sure a number of it's going to go to reimbursing the city government for lost revenue to maintain employment. Case in point, the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, which actually creates the Taste of Chicago, is based solely based on tourism and amusement taxes. There has been no tourism and there has been no amusement going on. So how are all of those people in that department still getting paid? Well, they're getting paid because their salaries are transferred and reimbursed through these funds, like the $1.9 billion that we're going to get for this year.
Do you have a problem with that, though? Alderman, do you have a problem? I mean, to me, it seems as if why not keep those folks employed as festivals pick up and things? We need those people in those jobs.
I have no problem with that, but I want people to explain that and be very clear about how we're using these dollars for salaries in departments that may or may not have anything to do with COVID, as opposed to trying to gloss over it as though that is not the case. And more importantly, if we don't have these dollars, how are we going to make up for that in a budget when you're $400 million out of whack in the first quarter of 2021 from last year? So where are we going to come up with that? We have to start having some serious conversations about our finances in and out. And as your listeners may know, we've passed a resolution that I introduced last year calling for quarterly updates of our finances. And I'm pleased to say that the mayor's team and our budget chairman, Pat Dowell, has said that we're going to meet in August to start discussing first quarter of 2021. So I think that will help to legitimately shed some light, every pun intended, on our budget and finances.
Okay. Well, I mean, it does seem this is a nice shot in the arm for the city and money that could go to good use. And I think you're right. I think we all deserve to know where it's going. That's an important thing. I think that you rightly point out that the hotel tax is down so dramatically. And that's what in the past has been used to fund these special events and festivals that our city loves. And if we're allowed to do those again, wouldn't it be nice for the citizens and all of us in Chicago to have that kind of an outlet again, if we can do it safely?
Absolutely. I think all of Chicago is so anxious to come out of their houses, to take off the masks, or at least put them on with people 6 feet away, but just to come back out and experience life again. You know, our children need it, our students need it, our families need it. You know, we're seeing our citizenry go a little stir crazy. The Chicago cabin fever needs to come to an end, and the sooner the better.
Yeah, I know you've got a busy day. Before I let go, though, I do want to mention the issue of mail delivery, something you've been on top of. I don't know, is the 15th Ward hit that hard? I saw you post something about a letter that took 33 days to process the U.S. Postal Service, and then it was sent back to, after 90 days or something, to a legitimate address. There's still a lot of problems with this, huh, Alderman?
You know, it's amazing how difficult trying to address this post office issue has been. You know, I do need to give a plug to Congresswoman Marie Newman, who has been working with my office on this matter. She's one of our most junior members of the Illinois delegation, but she's been one of the most forceful to actually step up and do something. But yes, it has been an issue that has now been plaguing my ward and many communities. But we have seen where, for example, in that piece, you know, it took the post office nearly 2 months to process a letter that from the time it was stamped to the time it was actually ran through a machine to see where it had to go. And then it took another 3 months to get sent back to me, more than likely simply because they just did not feel like actually walking or having the manpower to go walk it to that house. And it's really getting to a point where, you know, it's infuriating when I saw the congressional hearings where DeJoy said that he was wanting $15 billion more for this agency and an additional $10 billion on top of that. You know, asking taxpayers for $25 billion for a product you can't deliver is really infuriating, not only to me as an elected official trying to communicate, but to everyone just trying to get through life during a pandemic, waiting on bills, waiting on checks, waiting on medication. It's mind-boggling that all of Congress has not been up in arms. And I think maybe if we took them off direct deposit and mailed them their paychecks every 2 weeks, this agency would have been fixed 3 years ago.
I vote for that. Yes, that's a great proposal. Please get that passed somehow. I don't know how we do that from Chicago, Alderman, but that's perfect. That's the kind of sense that we need in government. Thank you for the time today, okay? Good hearing from you. Have a good rest of your Thursday.
Likewise to you and your listeners. Take care.